Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, before I get started here today, I got to do something. Praise God. You know, we're all human, and we can all miss it. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to apologize a little bit for something that I did that was wrong. Praise the Lord. Anybody like it when pastors tell on themselves? Amen. That's good. It's always good. Well, this morning I allowed a wrong thought to enter in, and when I allowed that wrong thought, I allowed it to escalate, and I allowed it to go someplace where it shouldn't have been at home. Amen. You know, and I want to share a scripture with you. Praise the Lord. It's 1 Peter 3:7, and it says, "Husbands, likewise, dwell with them, your wives, with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel." Now, when it says weaker vessel, it doesn't mean like a weak person. What it means is like, you know, as a more precious, is basically essentially what it's saying. So you can say as a more precious vessel. "And as being heirs together of grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered." Praise God. The last thing that I want to do is something that's going to allow my prayers to be hindered, or what we're doing to be hindered. And the last thing that I want to do, even more so, is let the devil in on anything that God intended to be good. Now, I've been really excited about this message today, but because of what I allowed. Now, see, this is the thing. You have to understand, men, it doesn't matter if you're the man of the household. You're the one who is to bring peace in your household. Yeah. Amen? It's up to us to do that first. It doesn't matter if you're right. And I'm not saying that my wife was wrong. I'm not saying. All I'm saying is that I know that I was wrong in part. And so I want to apologize for that, because I don't want to give the devil any entrance into this service to affect your lives or to affect our lives. Amen. So I just want to put that out there. And love, I apologize to you with all my heart. I think that she will. I hope she'll accept it. Praise the Lord. But we can move on and have a good service. Amen. Because I need my leading squad first and foremost here in the front row. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So is everybody good with that? Can we move on now? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, today's message is really exciting to me. My wife and I were talking this last week, and when she had mentioned, you might have, if you signed up for the Slick Text, I'm sure you got the Slick Text this week that talked about me being excited for the service. My wife and I were talking, and we were talking about some of the needs, some things that people need to understand, just people in general, not you people or us people, just people in general, you know. And we were talking about these things, and we were talking about increase and the principles of increase and how it works, amen. And we just got really excited for it. And of course, then I got really excited for it, and then a message came to me, which excited me even more, because God is a God of increase. He wants us to increase, but again, as with everything, we have to remember, with God, there are principles in place already. He ordained them from the beginning of time. They're in place already to cause things to work a certain way. And we have to understand that about God. It's not that God doesn't want to. He wants to increase all his children. But unfortunately, sometimes he can't because of what we do. But today we're going to learn about the principles of increase. 2008, I think this is a great time of year to be bringing out. We're starting the year fresh. Is anybody starting a fresh year? Amen. Is anyone left behind the old things and is looking forward to the new things? Amen. Well, if you haven't, well, you just stick around here long enough. We'll teach you how. Amen. You got a whole year to work it out of you. And then we start another year. Amen. Praise the Lord. But as he said, his mercies are new every day. But praise the Lord. We like to use take opportunities when there's opportunity to point things out. And a year change is a good time for that. Amen. But 2018 needs to be a year of increase. I want it to be a year of increase in our household. I want it to be a year of increase for the individual members of my family. I want it to be a year of increase for my church. Amen. I'm not just talking about the church as a corporation or as the building. I'm talking about each individual person in the church. And so it excites me to be able to bring these principles of God to you, because as you guys learn these things and you put them in practice, or maybe you've already learned them, and maybe as you rehear them and put them into practice, what it's going to do is it's going to take you up into that next level where God wants you to be and where you want to be. Amen. Because is there anybody here that really doesn't want all the blessings that are found in the plan of God? Just raise your hand if you don't want the blessing of the Lord. Raise your hand. Go ahead. Come on. Bob, put your hand down. I'm just kidding. Bob didn't have his hand up. He's like, no way. I want the blessing of the Lord. I know Bob does. You know why? Because I watch him, how he works. Yeah. Not works at his job, but I watch how him and his wife do things. Amen. They want the blessing. You want the blessing of the Lord, don't you? Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The great thing about God's world system is he has designed it to increase. He has designed God, his world system to increase. Is it? There's one person that could say yes about that? I mean, come on. God has designed the world around you to increase in everything. That's something I think I would get excited about. Hallelujah. That's something to be like, whoa, wait a minute. That's pretty awesome. I want more of that. Hey, maybe you've heard me say that before. Don't be dumb and sit there and say, well, I've heard him say that before, so I'm not going to get excited about it now. Come on. We got to get excited about these things. We got to get excited about what God's doing. He wants you to increase, and he made everything available for you to do so. Praise the Lord. There are people that spend their lifetimes chasing after money and things. Why? Because they want increase, and they don't realize the Word of God told them how to do it. The Word of God told them how to do it. Amen? Praise the Lord. He has designed it to increase. Inside everything that lives, there is increase already. In everything that lives, everything that exists. That little thing is called DNA. Hallelujah. Yeah. DNA increases us. Praise the Lord. When you're born, you don't just stay. When you're conceived, you don't stay an egg and a sperm. You come together and you become cells, and then cells become a fetus, and a fetus becomes, embryos are in there somewhere, maybe before a fetus or after, I don't know, but it's in there, you know, but it's all human. Amen. It's still all human, and it becomes a full-grown baby, and then that full-grown baby comes out. Praise the Lord. And then that full-grown baby starts to grow, and they grow, and they grow. I heard something once that said that most of what we'll ever learn, we learn in the first, 5 years of our life or something like that. It's amazing to me, but it's the truth. I mean, we learn how to do things, and you watch these babies grow, and it's amazing. But that's all increase. It's all increase. God did not give us, the Bible says that what may be known of God, this is in the beginning of Romans, the first chapter, somewhere, yeah, I can't remember the exact verse, but it's in the first chapter of Romans, so you can look it up. It's not a long chapter. It's real good. But it says that what may be known of God can be seen in creation. What can be known of God, what can be understood of God can be seen through creation. That means when we understand the principles of creation, we understand things about God. We can see God and how things work. It doesn't mean that everything out there is God, but it means that you can have the understanding of what God is doing and why he is doing it and the way things work. Amen? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise God. So there's DNA in everything. It's the coding of life. It tells us how to grow and how to, you know, do all the things that we're going to do. Amen? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there any children of God in here? Yes. Praise the Lord. Children have the genetics of their father in them. The traits and characteristics of the parents are already in the children. Yeah. They're already there. My son didn't have to learn to be like me. You know, sometimes I'll do something and I'll be like, you know, in some parts of my family, I didn't have a real, real strong connection. Like the Michener side, I didn't necessarily have a real deep knowledge of everything about the Micheners. But you know, sometimes I'll do something and I just know on the inside of me that comes from them. I don't know how I know, but I just know that it does. Why? Because those genetics, those traits, those characteristics are already on the inside of me. That's why a father can, or a son can walk or talk just like a father or look like their father or mother, you know, amen? Because that's the way we're designed. So we understand that we've already got those things in us. But if we're children of God, shouldn't we have his DNA on the inside of us? Well, we should, right? Because that just makes sense. He wasn't saying metaphorically, you're my child. He was saying, no, you're actually become my child. And so if we actually become a child of God, then we actually get what he's got. Yeah, hallelujah. We get what God has. Remember that whole host thing? The Lord of hosts? Yeah, we have access to that. Remember the armies that it talks about? Yeah, we have access to that. That's ours, amen? Are you here with me today? Praise the Lord. We got access to everything that the Father has. We have access to everything that the Father has. There is nothing that he has that we don't have. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Increase should be found in all areas of a Christian's life. It should be found there. In fact, if a Christian is not increasing, it is not God's fault. It is their fault, and they got to figure out why. Listen, when I'm talking about increase here, don't get all snarky and all mad at me and start thinking, well, he's talking about money, because money is such a small part of the increase I'm talking about. I am talking about increase in every area of life, increase that supersedes anything, increase everywhere. Everywhere I walk, I see increase. Why? Because I'm a child of God, and that's the way we should be. Amen? Praise the Lord. Increase should be found in all areas of a Christian's life. Increase in joy, increase in peace, increase in health, increase in finances, increase in favor, increase in influence. What are all these things? Influence is when you have increase, or when you can make things go your way. What if you want somebody to be saved? Praise the Lord. You can have increase in influence. You want somebody to come to church. You should have increase in influence. Why? Because you have increase in favor. Because you have the DNA of the Heavenly Father living on the inside of you. Praise the Lord. God has caused us increase, but there's principles of increase. Amen? God's system is increase, and everything in it has full potential. Full potential. You and I, child of God, we have full potential to do everything that God has called us to do. God would not ask us to do something that we could not do. How do we know that? Because the Word tells us that. Yeah. Yeah. It tells us He will not allow us to go through anything that's harder than we can handle. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Praise the Lord. But you have to understand, like with that scripture, that does not apply to somebody who is not God's. Yeah. That does not apply to somebody who does not live for God. Yeah. So you hear people out there all the time, well, God won't give me any more than I can handle. Praise the Lord. First of all, God ain't giving it to you. Second of all, you ain't got no protection because you ain't serving God. You ain't following God. You could care less about God. So you ain't got God's protection. Listen, unsaved people can pray all they want. People who aren't serving God can pray all they want. That does not mean that they will get anything that they want. In fact, I'll tell you right now that the devil will make sure that you don't get what you want because he doesn't want you to have it, and you have no protection because you haven't aligned with God. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. It matters that we align with God. The closer we get with God, the more protection we have. Amen? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. God is good. We must comply. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to turn, and you're going to be real surprised when we go here. Praise the Lord. But Genesis 1:28, wasn't too long ago we were in this scripture, isn't it? Praise the Lord. But we're looking at it from a slightly different area. And it doesn't matter if we were looking at it for the same area. Listen, if I came here and preach the same thing every week, all that means is that you need it. Yep. Amen? Yeah, absolutely. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. Praise the Lord. You know, I told the Corey church last night, and this was revelation in the moment. It was good revelation. I'm going to share it with you today. We don't come to Mayville for us. We don't have this church for us. Why? Because we had a great, wonderful church in Jamestown. We went to see our pastor every single week. We went to see our pastor. We connected with him. We served him. We did things in the church. We did things for our pastor. We hooked up to our lives. I traveled with my pastor. I did what he asked me to do. Praise the Lord. All these things. I had it going good. Praise the Lord. I didn't need to go plant a church. God did not have me plant this church for me. Now, we get fed here, praise the Lord, because this is where God's called us to be. But this church is planted here for all of you. Amen? And everybody who ain't here yet. So the word that gets preached is for you. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, that's pretty exciting. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, Genesis 1:28. Then God blessed them. I love this. I you know, I'm going to tell you this right now. I don't know how anybody could get tired of reading this scripture. Yeah. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. That's increase. That's what he said to do. Listen, we're not the same as dogs. Now, listen, we love dogs. My mom's just increased her dog herd. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Loves dogs. There's nothing wrong with dogs, but they ain't the same as humans. And if you think they are, then you need to get fixed because your head's wrong. Praise the Lord. Yeah, they aren't the same as humans. It's not the same as having a child. Praise the Lord. It's not the same. Glory to God. Having dogs is wonderful. They bless your life. That's what they're designed to do. You're supposed to have dominion over them, though. Praise the Lord. You're supposed to have dominion over them, you know. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you got to put your foot down. Hallelujah. Especially when it comes to toast. Glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Dave's toast. She just loves that buttered toast. Hallelujah. But don't we all? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Fruitful. It means to grow, increase, make fruitful. We are to make our way fruitful. If something you're doing is not fruitful, then make it fruitful. Why? Because that is what God told you to do. He said, make your way fruitful. Be fruitful. Make your way fruitful. What is fruitful? It means to grow. It means to increase. Listen, you shouldn't have something without expecting it to grow and to increase. Amen? That's why I eat the way I do. Because I want it to grow and increase. Amen? That's what I need to do. I'm trying to increase. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, that's glory to God. Hallelujah. Maybe that's not exactly what it was talking about, but you understand. God wants us to increase. He wants us to grow. He wants us to increase in joy. Praise the Lord. I'm happier today than I've ever been in my life. I'm more full of peace today than I've ever been in my life. Why? Because God caused me to increase, and at some point I got a hold of that. And I said, you know something? I am going to increase. I'm going to increase in the anointing. I'm going to increase as I grow in the Lord. Praise the Lord. God does not, listen, one of the saddest things is to see a Christian who has been in church for years and see that they're the same as they were when they came in. That is sad. They should not. We should be growing all the time. We should be increasing to something else. Listen, if a year has gone by and you are in the same positions, the same predicaments, the same outcome as you always were, something is off. You need to find out what that is and change it so you can start increasing, because God has made you to increase. He wants you to grow from here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good, is He not? 2 Corinthians 3:18. I'm going to read it to you in the Amplified. Praise the Lord. And all of us, as with unveiled face, because we continued to behold in the Word of God as in the mirror. I'm going to stop there. We continue to behold in the Word of God as a mirror. This should be the reflection that we see our lives through. Not what you think. Not what you feel, not what you hear from your neighbors, not what you hear from your friends. This is your reflection. This is your mirror. I actually wrote in one of my Bibles, I probably need to write it right back in this one too. I haven't written in this one yet. In fact, I'm going to right now. Amen. Can I borrow a pen? Here. Hallelujah. There's a pen. I'm going to write it here right now. Same thing I had in my other Bible. It's going to say, my mirror. Yeah. Hallelujah. I wrote that because when I open it and I see that, I remember that this word is my mirror. This is what I model my life after. This is what I need to look at. Not, I don't need to look at everything that's going on around me. I need to look at this. This is our mirror. Amen? Look at this, and this is why. We continue to behold in the Word of God as in the mirror the glory of the Lord are consistently being transformed into His very own image. Constantly being transformed, same thing really, constantly being transformed, transfigured into His very own image in ever-increasing splendor and from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. It comes from God that we are to increase from glory to glory. This year should be more glorious than the former year. This is why and I used to be there too, but people that start complaining about getting older. Listen, you go from glory to glory. Why would you complain about going to a higher level of glory unless you don't believe that you are? You just don't know your God. We don't get upset that we get older. So listen, older people have more things to offer us than the world will even accept anymore. Amen? Praise the Lord. But this is the truth. Hallelujah. We go from glory to glory. God wants us to go from one area of glory. You know, you come in and you got your life helped. Praise the Lord. Is that where you're going to stay? Is that where you want to stay? You came in. You knew you needed something. Is that where you're going to stay? You want to be better than you were last year. And when I say better, I don't mean like you're a horrible person or something like that. I just mean a better person. Better, more effective. Amen. More able. Hallelujah. You know, there's one thing I don't like about growing older is sometimes you aren't physically as able as you used to be. You know, I used to flip around on parallel bars and do flips and handstands and all this stuff and now if I do it, it'll hurt me. Amen. You know, you got to be careful now because I'm getting a little bit older and stuff like that. Now my body's still doing it. I'm not saying that, but you know, you have to consider these things. But in everything else, we should go from glory to glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. 2018 can and should be a year of increase. Praise the Lord. If you are full and say, I don't need any more, then you have no idea what being a Christian is all about. I'm going to say that again. If you are full, now when I say things, you have to read between the lines too. You have to take the fullness of what I'm preaching here. You have to try to get there. If you are full and say I don't need any more, then you have no idea what being a Christian is all about. Because it's never about you. God's increase in your life isn't just about you. Yes, he wants to bless you, but his increase in your life is so that you can be an increase to others. How do you think increase happens? God doesn't magically rain down money. He doesn't grow a money tree in your backyard. How does he do it? He sends people to give you money. He sends people to give you favor. Hallelujah. I say this, I love to get new suits, praise the Lord, the only time I wear them is when I'm preaching, you know, or if I'm going to church, but I love to get new suits. You know, I just had a deal, I just found a deal where I got like a $700 suit for $99. Praise the Lord. That's favor. You understand? That's increase. I'm not saying that to say, well, look what I got or anything like that. I'm using that as an example. Sometimes your increase will be in the decrease of something else. Amen. Praise the Lord. Joseph A. Banks lost out on $600, but I gained. You understand? You can't go buy a junk suit at JCPenney's for $179. $79, that's what it was. Is that what I said? Yes. $99. Well, $79, so it was even cheaper. Amen. But I actually bought two different ones, but two of them. You can't go buy a junk suit at JCPenney's for that. Do you know what I'm saying? Oh, apparently nobody's excited about getting good deals when they're out shopping. Come on, ladies. You've been out there shopping and you wanted to go out and buy a Louis Vuitton purse and you know, they're like $1,000 and you look up to it and you walk up to one and he's like, hey, here's a Louis Vuitton for $100. Well, first of all, you're going to check the source and make sure it's a real Louis. But the thing is you're not going to be upset because, you know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with that. God wants his people looking good and feeling good and having nice things. And I'm going to tell you right now, nice things last longer than bad things do. Cheap things do. Amen. Praise the Lord. And they feel better too. I don't know what it is. They just do. Praise the Lord. God isn't against that stuff. We're not preaching about money. It's not just that idea, but it's the idea of favor in your life and increase in every area of your life. Praise the Lord. It's like going to the store. We went to I went to Home Depot with my wife after I got some Christmas gift cards for Home Depot. Praise the Lord. I wanted to buy some new tools. And there was this one wrench set that I was looking at that I wanted. Amen. And I went there and they had one marked down to like half price. Yeah, but they didn't have any there. Praise the Lord. And as I'm standing there, just all of a sudden I got this inspiration to look down and around the corner. Somebody hit one back down there. They didn't have their $10 with them, but I did. That's favor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, that's what I'm talking about. See, this is how things work for a child of God. We find favor everywhere we go. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, if your life isn't increasing in favor, something's wrong. See, this is what we want. This is what we're after. Why? Because, see, what God knows that when you give, because we give. We've endeavored this year to give more. God knows that as we put out, he's got to get either more money to us or he's got to get things to us cheaper. Yeah. Why? Because he's promised me that I'll increase when I give. Right. He's promised me. And see, that's how it works. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is so good to us. He's so good. Finds deals for you all the time. Angels will go out and cause things to just happen for you. Amen. Just happen for you. Your way will be clear. All of a sudden, you'll need favor in front of a judge someday. I've needed that. Glory to God. Going before a judge and like praying, Lord, you got to help me here because I need this, you know. And I wasn't out doing something stupid, but I was defending myself. But it's still scary in just the flesh. But when you go up before the judges, you know, it says, speak to you what's given you in that hour. If you're serving God, praise the Lord, he's going to stand there with you. Praise God. Why? Because he loves you. He cares for you, and he wants you to have that favor. He wants you to have that increase. Amen. Praise the Lord. How did I write this? Man, sometimes I have to read my own. I'm going to type this too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are called to be fruitful for the kingdom of God. We are called to be fruitful for the kingdom of God. You may say, I have enough. You know, for me, I was fine with just with some acreage and a cabin in the woods. Don't need anything else other than that. I never wanted anything other than that. I didn't. I never wanted any kind of increase. If you knew me, when I started this church, I say this story all the time. I didn't even like yellow gold. I thought it was gaudy and ugly. Praise the Lord. Now I love it. Because God's increased me. He's increased my vision. But see, I didn't want anything. I would have been happy with just a one-room cabin in the woods. Ask my wife. I talked to her about it. She didn't like it. She wanted more than a one-room cabin in the woods, amen? But that's what I was happy with. But see, somebody spoke to me once. I remember a pastor. I was having coffee with him, and he spoke to me. He was one of the pastors in our family church. Actually, if you've ever read the book, The Goodness of God out there, I give it to a lot of people the first time. And if you haven't got it, go ahead and grab a copy. But, you know, Pastor Mike Anderson, he told me, you know, he corrected me on this thinking once. He's like, you know, because God can't do more for you if you don't, and if maybe you don't want it. Again, I'm going back to that. Maybe you don't want it. Maybe you don't need it. You need to still believe God for more. Listen, if you're full, if everything's taken care of, you got money in the bank, you need to think of more than just yourself. You're like, well, wait a minute here. I got everything I need. Where can I be a supply? Where can I help somebody? You see a brother or sister that's going without? Praise the Lord. Help them out. Give them some money. I'm not talking about just giving it to anybody. I don't. I'll tell you what. We were in Toronto one day. I was there with my pastor, and we're walking around town, and there's a lot of homeless people up there, a lot of homeless people, and some of it, you know, I don't just give to every homeless person. Why? Because there's a lot of homeless people that are there because they chose to be there, because they don't want to work, they don't want to do whatever. I'm not judging that, but I don't just give money wherever. Why? I follow the Spirit. I do all things by the Spirit. Why? Because He'll always lead me to give it where it's going to help. I mean, it's stupidity. If you give somebody $10 and they go and buy a six-pack of beer, whatever, I don't even know how much it costs. But if you did that, it's a waste of money. I'd rather give that in the kingdom of God. I would rather put that in the curtains at the church than give it to somebody who's going to go drink it. Praise the Lord. Why? Because they're just peeing it away. They're just wasting it. I had to, you know, check my wordage there. Wordage. Is that a word? Wordage? It worked for me. Praise the Lord. But you understand. I don't just give to everybody. I don't give to every charity. When they ask me at the cash register if I want to give my change, what's it for? Why? Because there's certain things that are going to kill babies. I ain't going to support that garbage. Amen. I ain't going to give my money towards that. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I find out. But I remember I passed by several homeless people and didn't even have an inkling. But then I passed by one and I knew on the inside I had to give money to them. Praise the Lord. Why? I'm always looking for opportunity to give. Anybody who knows me knows my heart is always to give. That's what I want to do, whether it's of myself, whether it's of finances, whether it's whatever. My heart is always to give out because that's what we're called to do. Why? Because when you sow, you harvest. That's not why I do it. That's not why we should. But with the understanding that that's what happens. If you need increase in your life, if you need increase in an area, then you need to get sowing. Because the principles of God work the same today as they did then. Amen? Third John 1, that's almost to the back of your Bible. Praise the Lord. Revelation 3 John 1. Praise the Lord. We're going to read verses 1 through 4. 3 John 1, 1 through 4. The elder, to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. I love that, in truth. I love in truth. Praise the Lord. 1 through 4 we're reading. Verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. This is a prayer of the Apostle Paul or John. I can't remember, but it doesn't matter. It's a prayer of one of the fathers of faith. Amen. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. God, this is it. Remember that scripture I read at the beginning with tithes and offerings? That all scripture is God inspired? All scripture is God inspired? See, all scripture is God inspired. What does that mean? All scripture, guys, that means He wrote this, right? This ain't from some man. This ain't from some dude that had great idea one day. You know what I mean? We gotta understand what scripture is compared to what. Listen. If you're a Christian, don't you be quoting stupid people like Gandhi. Yeah, I'm gonna say it. Don't be quoting Muhammad. Don't be quoting people who are inspired by the devil. Quote the scripture because that's where the power is. Quote the scripture. I'm telling you, that's for somebody here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't be quoting Bob Marley because he said something good when he was high on weed. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's stupidity. People follow all these people who have nothing behind them, no power behind them. Half of them are in the grave. Maybe all of them are in the grave. And here we have the living word of God that changes lives, that changes your ability, that changes your world. And yet people just don't want to say that. Well, who would say that? I don't want to get in there and read that. What's going to help your life? You want to increase? Who wants to increase? Who wants more? Who wants more of anything? Is there anything more that you want? Sure. Oh, don't tell me there isn't, because I know exactly. This whole world is all about more. Yeah. Listen, everybody in the world is about more. Has there anybody been sad because they got birthday presents? No. Anybody been sad because they got Christmas presents? No? Anybody been sad that their family increased? Well, I mean, some people maybe, but I'm not sad. Praise the Lord. My family increased. I love that. Praise the Lord. Go out and start a church, get a whole new family. Hallelujah. That's great. I love that. We'll go to Corey, get a whole new family. Amen. I love increasing family. I love increasing these things. Amen. Praise the Lord. How about just increasing effectiveness of what you do? You know, the Bible says that a person who follows God, that everything that they put their hands to will prosper. How would you like that? Well, like, again, four people. Like, seriously, guys, let's think about this. I mean, do you like the idea that everything that you put your hands to prospers? That means everything you do. When you go to work, it works out. When you get faced with this opportunity and not figure something out, it figures out. It just works out. It just happens. Why? Because God's good, and He works in His children. Amen. Hallelujah. We're talking about increase. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you right now, man, I'm running the water right out of me. We got to get excited about these things. Hallelujah. Where was I? Okay. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things. Everybody say all things.
All things.
What is all things?
Everything.
Oh, everything. I pray that you may prosper. Now, when he was praying, was he praying thinking that his prayer would not be effective? No, because a true Christian, and one, obviously one who is eligible to write scripture, amen, that God's using to write scripture, I'm going to tell you right now, they don't pray prayers that don't work. They pray prayers that they know are going to work. When you pray, you need to know what you're praying for, and you need to know that you got it. Because it ain't faith otherwise, and you're doing it in sin. Anything that is apart from faith is called sin. Romans 14, in the end of the chapter. Pray the very last verse. Romans 14, that's what it tells us. Praise God. 14:14. No, I don't know. You find it. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things. In all things, and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Your soul is your mind. Your mind prospers when you read the word, when you follow God. Your mind prospers. That's why we don't live in depression anymore. Hallelujah. That's why I don't live in depression anymore. That's why I don't live trying to constantly wanting to kill myself anymore. Why? Because my soul has prospered. It's prospered beyond the stinking thinking. It's gotten out of that rat hole that it was always in before, and it's on to better things. I've increased. Increase. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Beloved, I got to read it again. I don't know why. Maybe somebody hasn't got it yet. I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. For I rejoice greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you. Just as you walk in the truth. That's important, that you walk in the truth. You know, it's important that where we walk. It's important how we step. It's important where we're going. It's important what we're doing. It's important how we're showing things. You ever had a thought when you've been out there like, well, there's nobody from church around me now? Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, as a pastor, I've had that. I've been somewhere and a thought came to me to do something bad, and then the thought followed up by saying, nobody knows you're a pastor here. Nobody knows you're a pastor. Just do what you want. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. If you don't think you have those thoughts, well, you ain't serving God good enough, because I'm going to tell you right now, when you start serving God, the devil's going to throw those thoughts at you all the time. He's going to throw thoughts of getting you to do something that's wrong. Well, I don't do it because people are watching me. I don't not do something. I do it because God is. I can do it because Jesus is on the inside of me. His Holy Spirit follows around. Why do I not sin? Not because I don't want to, because I don't want to hurt Him. Because I don't want to do it to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We need to walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Why did he say that? It's the same thing with me. I'm going to tell you right now. I have no greater joy than to hear that the people of this church walk in truth. When people are blessed in this church, there is nothing that is more important to me. In fact, I would be sad continually if I didn't have reports of people increasing. I love it when someone comes up to me and says, I got a new job. I got a new car. I don't care. I don't care if the new car is just slightly better than an old car. That's increase. I don't care if you got a payment on it. Did you do it in faith? Did you buy it in faith? Praise the Lord. That's all that matters. Glory to God, doing things in faith. Because if you can do it in faith, it doesn't matter what it looks like. Listen, we got a loan on this church. It'll get paid off someday. Praise the Lord. God wants to use people to do that. Why? Because he wants all those people that get hooked up with that to increase. See, God is an increased God. You know what I love about the blessing of the Lord? He will lead you to bless somebody with something. And he could have gotten it directly to them some other way, but he'll lead you to do it so he can bless you too. Yeah! That's why I don't get sad when God leads me to bless somebody with whatever. Sometimes it's stuff you don't want to do. See, sometimes it's like, hey, I'll go offer this person some labor because that's what you got. Well, they want to do that, God. You know what I mean? But we do it anyways. Why? I don't want to go out in the cold. But you do, and then you're blessed. Praise the Lord. And you're increased. Because the increase doesn't just come with the goofy feeling you feel afterwards. You're like, oh, I did something nice today. Ha ha ha, I did something good today. I feel so good about myself. That's not where it stops. That should be the hallmark of a child, children of God's life. Praise the Lord. Now you understand. I watched some things about some different ministries this week. You know, and one of these ministries, I ain't going to say who it is, but one of these ministries is a very large ministry, you know, and they're talking real soft and real nice, you know, to this interviewer, and they're talking about how, you know, they just don't want to judge anybody, and they just want to, you know, and that's all well and good. We don't just go around judging people, but you know, a lot of people talk about not Christians not being able to judge people. They don't understand what the Bible actually says, but you know, the Bible actually tells us that Christians will be judging people. Yeah, we'll be judging, and we'll be actually laying down the judgments on people in heaven. So actually, the Bible tells us that we judge all things. What it means is you don't judge another servant. In other words, when I'm led by the Lord, you don't say you weren't led by the Lord, unless obviously I'm doing something that's unscriptural. But then I'm told to do that, because just as we're told not to judge, we're also told to judge some things. Amen. See, that's why we have to understand what it's talking about. That's why I love all these dumb liberals out there that sit there and talk about like this that the Bible says and that the Bible. Well, does the Bible say this? I mean, you know, we've had presidents. I'm not going to say who they were. You know, nobody like Barack Obama or anything like that. But would actually say things like, well, the Bible also says slavery. So he has no idea what the Bible says because he doesn't even read it. And just what he's saying proves to me that he doesn't know what he's talking about. But you know what? A lot of people, just because somebody important, somebody up there said it, just because somebody who has some time on TV said it, well, it must be true. People follow that stuff all the time. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you, I've been saying this longer than Trump has. All the news agencies lie. They're all lying to you. You understand that. They're all trying to get ratings. They're all trying, like, so if you watch the news and that's what you base your opinions on, you're a fool. Why? Because they all lie. I'm not saying you can't watch. You know, I watch every once in a while just to see what's going on. But I also watch their lies. You know what I mean? Well, praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. You know, my wife and I were watching some things. I was saying some things about ministries this week. And I watched this one really big ministry, actually one that I liked. And I saw something I really didn't like on it. But they had this person, because they were famous, get up and start giving out at their church. But this famous person who claims to be a Christian, and God bless him. You know, there's many of you, listen, there's many of you that are, many of people that are good, or that are Christians, you know what I mean, and they're searching and stuff like that, and they're going after the things of God, but they're not at the place of being able to speak in front of people yet. And what I mean by that is not that they can't get up and speak good, but that they shouldn't get up there because their lives aren't in order yet. You understand? You have to have your life in order if you're going to minister to God's people. But this person get up, and they're a famous person, and like everything, by their own admission, like tons of things in their life are off. I'm telling you what, I ain't going to have somebody like that minister at my church. Why? Because it ain't right. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but there's certain things that you can't do. Listen, if I'm fornicating, I have no place being in the pulpit. If I'm committing adultery, I have no place being in the pulpit. If I can't live right, because the Bible tells us this. Praise the Lord. If I'm out there drinking, I have no place being in a pulpit. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, praise, I'm glad you're excited, but that's the truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to talk about, I think we've seen that God wants us to increase, right? Is anyone who hasn't seen that? We'll go back over some stuff if you need me to, but I think we're there, right? God wants us to increase. Anybody knows that God wants him to increase? Praise the Lord. God wants the whole first three rows to increase. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to go on now, and we're going to find out how God wants us to increase. Genesis 8:21. Go all the way back again to Genesis. You know, and I know I joke around a lot about it and stuff, and you know, you guys hear me wanting or talking about getting people to respond. You know, response is important. Response is what it is it's and it's not so much for me. It's not for me at all, actually. What it's for is because it shows God. The Bible says the amen is spoken. Yeah. Amen literally means so be it. What that means is that's people saying, you know, responding, saying, you know, like, this is true. This is right. I accept this as being truth. And what that does is it gives it access into their lives. Yeah. Amen? That's why it works. That's why I say it all the time. And that's why I try to stir people. Listen, I know that I'm a quiet person by nature, and not every service do I hoot and holler and stuff like that when I'm in another service. I'm not saying that, but I'm just trying to help you. Amen? I'm just trying to help you with some things, show you. Like when you have a response, when you take that, it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. You know, you can see that in people's faces, and it's important. It's important to God because God wants to make sure that his word is being received. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. On the other hand, you can be the, and I've seen this before too, you can be the most vocal person in the church, and it means nothing because you don't really mean it. Because I've heard people, yes, amen, pastor, and it means nothing to them. Amen? Why? Because they don't change their lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't amen something that you don't do. No, I'm just kidding. Amen. Genesis 8:21. Praise the Lord. Genesis 8:21. We're going to read 21, 22. And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. This is after Noah's ark. You know the story. Maybe you don't, but Noah built an ark. All the animals were on it. All the people were on it. The people that were left and everything else died. And the flood went away. And the ark said he built an altar and he gave a sacrifice to the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that's where we're at. And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. That's important. It's evil from their youth. Listen, what God calls evil, and when we think of evil, see, we're a little biased because of what we see. You know, we see evil. We see, like, you know, Halloween costumes. We think, ooh, that's evil. You see horror movies. Ooh, that's evil. And, you know, you see people like, you know, Hitler. Ooh, that's evil. But that's the Bible. That's not just what is evil to God. What's evil to God is anything that is not of God. Anything that's not of God. So any thought that is opposite of God, is God considers evil. You understand that? That's why I'm very careful about what I do accept and what I do align myself with. I have no problem, for example, I have no problem with kids at Halloween time dressing up in a you know, a princess superhero outfit, something like that. But I'll tell you what, right now, it'd be a cold day in hell before I let my kid dress up as something like the devil or a witch or something like that. Stuff is evil. It's evil. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, well, I'm going to get on that because it'll take me somewhere else and I want to get here. Amen. Praise the Lord. But some other time, remind me to tell you about that thing. Amen. I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of a man's heart is evil from his youth. Nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. Now look at this. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. These are important. Seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night. These are the processes of how things happen. These won't cease. Yeah, he's connecting this with man's heart and what man does. Amen? Do you understand? You see that? Yeah. See, he's not just talking about a farmer. He's talking about a man. He was just talking about the man's heart. This is how we make connections in Scripture. This is how we interpret Scripture. This is how we get the truth out of Scripture and know that we can be in the truth because we read Scripture in context of what it's saying. In context, he's talking about man's heart. And he said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. Amen? Praise the Lord. Increase is a law just like all the others. Praise the Lord. If you have heat, you don't have cold. If you have cold, you don't have heat. Amen? If you have night, you don't have day. If you have day, you don't have... It's a law. One or the other. Amen? Seed time and harvest is the same thing. If you want harvest, you have to have seed. And you have to have time. Seeds planted in the ground, given enough time and enough nutrients, will grow into a harvest. If you want harvest in your life, now the Bible uses the idea of seed time and harvest all throughout Scripture. All throughout Scripture. Be fruitful and multiply. Genesis 1, we see it there. Be fruitful and multiply. What is fruit? Fruit is the seed. They plant the seed in the ground, they get a harvest. Amen? He's telling us to be fruitful. God, Jesus used these same parables. Why did Jesus use these parables? Because there are things people could understand that when you put it in the ground, you're going to get a harvest. Amen? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. When we plant, when we sow, if we need a harvest, if we are looking for a harvest, is what? It's increase. If we are desiring increase, if we are desiring a harvest, what we need to do is start sowing. We need to start sowing in those areas. How are you going to sow? If you need love, you can sow love. Now, don't take that the wrong way. You know what I mean? A lot of people in the world now, they want to give love everywhere, but that's not what we're talking about. Amen? You know, there's a difference between true godly love and what people call love, which is really lust. Amen? Yeah. Listen, look, we are not, I'm going to tell you right now, we are not our feelings. So you are not your what you feel. That is not what you are. Because what you feel can never be what you are. It doesn't make sense. Amen. I can feel like a 20-foot black man or woman, but I'm not going to be one. You understand? It's never going to change. I'm still going to be a short white guy. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know the point. People try to pull us. This is what the whole problem with today's society is. What is the whole thing based around? It's based around sex. Do you understand that? Gender and all this stuff. It's all based around sex. It's not based around any truth. It's based around what people like to do. I am straight as you can be. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to tell you right now that does not define me. I don't go around wearing a badge on my back because I'm straight. Amen? I get excited about my wife and I talk about her sometimes, but it's not I'm not wearing some kind of badge because I'm straight. Why? Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't define me. If you're defined because of who you like to lay next to, listen, there's something seriously wrong. There's something that is not quite there. I mean, if that's as high as you get, glory to God, come on over to being a Christian and find out what real increase is about. Amen? See, that's why, because people are focused on the wrong stuff. I am not talking about coming down on people. Listen to what I'm saying here. I am not talking about coming down on people and saying, oh, you're all bad and stuff. It's like, no, listen, your entire focus, half of this, of all these elections and everything that we're having, their focus is about around who people want to sleep with. How foolish is that? There's bigger things at stake here, folks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Free, no charge. Turn with me to Mark 26, 28. Praise God. They made it such a thing. You know why? The devil has made it such a thing. Because the devil loves division. He loves breaking it apart. The church can't agree on it. Why? Because the devil has gotten into the church. See, agreement comes real easy when you have the word between you. When you have something that's immovable. But there's this whole group of people now, this whole way of thinking to make truth of no consequence. Listen, I mean, I'll go back to the same thing before. You can say whatever you want about transgender, this trans. There's no such thing as transgender. There are males and females. That is what exists. There's male or females. It is scientifically proven. All these people love science. Here's the science. It's scientifically proven. If you die and they put you in the ground, I don't care what you did to your body. I don't care what you added or took away. Hallelujah. I don't care what it looks like. When they dig you up 500 years from now, and they won't because they won't be here in 500 years, but if they did 500 years from now, what are they going to find? When they test your bones, they're going to find whether you are a male or whether you are a female. They are going to say, well, man, this one was gender fluid. What is that garbage? Do you realize what we're accepting? Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, Lord. We want to get as many people saved as we can. But as soon as we're done, God, help us get there. Amen? Help us get there. Because I don't want to see it get worse. I don't want to see it get worse. Now they want to, praise the Lord, I'm going down this road for a reason. Amen? And I'm going to go there. I'm going to continue going there. But they want to, they're trying to get pedophiles. This is truth now. Because of all these marriage laws and all this stuff, now pedophiles are raising their hands and saying, me too. Yeah, it's happening. It's actually happening in this country. Pedophiles are now saying, this is the way I was born. This is the way I feel. So this is the way that I am. So you need to accept it. And there's some disgusting people out there that actually want to accept it. This is why it matters what we think and what we do and what we think on. Amen? Praise the Lord. See, do you see what that is, though? That's about decreasing. Why? I feel horrible for those people. Those people that are taught that. Now they're taking children that are 5 years old and giving them sex changes. A child at 5 years old giving them a sex change. Again, we're back to the same thing. That is an organ that does something. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it PG. But that's an organ that does something. You screw that up in a child at such a young age when they shouldn't even be thinking about such things. They shouldn't be thinking about such things. Absolutely not. And God makes no mistakes. There is a reason that one of you, and I don't know which way you know, doctors can correct me on here, but one of you have an XX chromosome, right? And one of you have an XY. Is that right? Am I right on that? Praise the Lord. Does that change, Lori? What do you do to change that? Like if I want to change that, which one am I? I'm XY? Praise the Lord. I'm XY. Woo! Glory to God for being XY. That means you're XY, and you're XY, and you're XY, and you're XY. Praise the Lord. We've got a lot of XY, a lot of XX. Is it XX? Is that the other one? Okay. So if I want to flip-flop that, how do I do that? How do I make that different? No, you're a doctor, though. You've been to school. We're going to have an extended sermon here. Lori's going to come up here. She's going to tell us how to do it. Because you've been to doctor school, right? The medical school, right? You become a doctor, and you got all that scientific education, and you know all about that stuff, right? How do we change that? You can't, ever. What if I I got XY, so I don't have anything on the upper end of me. We're gonna stay there. We all know what I'm talking about. Amen. I don't have anything, but I'm gonna add some things on the upper end of me. Amen. Praise the Lord. How do we change that? No. Does that change it doesn't change it. This can be scientifically proven, right? They can do tests that, okay, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God, see, that's the way it is. Just because you think, listen, there's a lot of people that think things that I don't want them to follow through with what they think. Yeah. Praise, how do you get me on all this? How do you get me going on this? Praise God, hallelujah. If somebody needs to hear that. See, it's not about being mean. We're not talking about that. But it is about calling things out on the table when they need to be called out. Why? Because they're trying to teach our kids in school that this is okay. Do whatever you want to do. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to go back to this again. Do not be a man that tries to walk into a bathroom when my daughter's in there. Because I don't care what you call yourself or what you think of yourself. I'm going to go from being a real nice Christian pastor to being a really, really nasty guy in a real quick second. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the Lord. Glory to God. And if you don't like it, good. If you don't like it, if that just pets your cat backwards, good. Praise the Lord. Don't dig around me. I'll shave your cat. Hallelujah. Instead, out in the snow. Praise the Lord. Mark 4:26. Praise the Lord. Anybody who accepts that stuff, they're in need of having their mind renewed. This is what happens when we don't. This is what happens when we don't allow church to be a thing anymore. When we want. Oh yeah, please stop me. Please make me do one of these weddings. Please do it. Oh, I'm telling you right now. Please do it. Please do it. They'll take me out after I do it. There ain't going to be nobody around. You're going to know what happens in hell. Praise the Lord. Yeah, because I want to make sure I said that right. Because sometimes, I get talking so fast. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because it ain't messing around. See, we have people's lives at stake. I want to help people. I am not here to judge people. I would help anybody who's going through this garbage. I would help anybody. But I would help any. Listen, I would. This is no different. I would help somebody who's going through any kind of other bondage that there is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I have a good friend. Praise the Lord. I have a good friend who lived life as a homosexual and today has a wife and children. Praise the Lord. And is incredibly happy as a result of it. Praise the Lord. Because they found the Lord. Blessed. And praise the Lord. Glory to God. That's as far as I can go. Praise God. Mark 4:26. 4:26 or 28. It'll help you. And he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. Right, we're right back to this. The kingdom of God is. Again, I got that marked off in my Bible, highlighted that word is. The kingdom of God is. It's not like it, it's is. As if a man should scatter seed on the ground. Praise the Lord. In other words, this is how it works. This is how the kingdom of God works. And should sleep by night and rise by day. And the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. You don't know how it works. You don't have to know how it works to make it work. Yeah. You don't know how God does all these little things. It's interesting to know that stuff, but you don't have to know to make it work. Yeah. Amen? Praise the Lord. God is doing things. He has a way of doing things, and it's going to work that way. Amen? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Now let's look at this. We're in Mark. Flip over to Luke. This is how increase happens. Luke 6:38. Do you know, I'm going to talk to you here about something else because I just sense that that's not done yet. I want you to understand that I'm not after people. I'm not trying to hurt people. It's the last thing I want to do. I want to help people. But it's no different than anybody coming into the church with a mindset that isn't right. The Bible says to renew your mind through the Word of God. We need to renew. We need to change our mind according to the Word of God, not change the Word of God or church according to what our mind thinks. Because listen, when you come in here, you don't think right. How do I know? Why? Because I once walked into a church and I didn't think right. It took me years of getting things out of me. Listen, why do we need church? Why did Jesus leave us with churches and pastors and all this stuff? Because we needed it. Because we don't think right on our own. You can't think right on your own. You can't think. You'll think like the world thinks, and that ain't right. How do we know? Look at what's happening out there. Certainly ain't happening because God's out there. He ain't out there because people are following the commandments of God. That's not why we see the world breaking apart. We don't see this country falling apart. No, absolutely not. You just look at all the stuff. The people that all sat there and talk about hate and all this stuff. What are they doing? They're rising up against other people and they're hurting them. Yeah, you can't even say anything anymore because we don't want freedom of speech in this country either. It's important. These things are important. They affect the church. Why? Because when they don't, what do you think Hitler does? Actually, Dr. Summerall was talking about in Germany. Dr. Summerall is someone in our connection, goes back. He was preaching over in Germany when he was in his 20s. This was in like 1939. And he said he was in a church preaching and with the Gestapo at the door, standing at the door listening to everything that was preaching. They came to him finally and told him, you have to leave the country because you're not a resident here. You need to get out because this was just before the war happened. This is the kind of stuff that hindering free speech will do. I don't care what the speech is. This is because what they do is they want to, ultimately what the devil's goal is to shut me up, to shut churches up. Why? Because when they can shut the church up, they can do whatever they want. Hitler, in a matter of a few years, convinced an entire group of people that another entire group of people were nothing but animals. That's what he did. They were convinced that they were nothing but animals. And that's why it wasn't hard for them to go through and slaughter them, slaughter the children, slaughter the women, slaughter the herding. That's exactly what is. Do you think, listen, there is a real devil out there. And that's what he's trying to do. And you understand how close, people don't understand how close he got. Never in this country. I am not trying to get on some political soapbox. But I'm telling you what the truth is. We got to take these things seriously. As children of God, as Christians, we have to understand that there is an attempt to silence the church. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because when the truth is not spoken anymore, then people go to hell. Yep, that's it. Luke 6:38, praise the Lord. We're getting close to closing here. We'll learn how to increase. Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Will it be put into your bosom? For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Give, and it will be given to you. Pressed down, or good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. This is, in this one, Jesus is talking, this is in context of finances. But this applies to every area of our life. What do you give yourself to? How much you give yourself to, that is what you're going to reap from. Praise the Lord. If you give yourself to things of the world, if you give yourself to the things that are of the devil, you know, like whatever it is, it could be music, could be movies, could be books. Praise the Lord. You know, some of those books, those smut books, you know, sometimes you see like older women like to read. Some of those things aren't good. You know what I mean? Listen, there's movies that come. Oh, glory, I didn't even go there. There's all kinds of stuff. We could spend all day on it. But you know what I'm saying. Listen, there's a spirit on the inside of us. It doesn't line up with word. You got to watch that stuff. That does not mean that you can't ever enjoy music that's not Christian. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that you can never watch. But I'll tell you what right now. I've played for my kids a couple of times, my older ones. I've pulled out before. I said, this is what I used to listen to. And I look up a song on YouTube. And I forget what it was like. I forget what it was like. It was like, no wonder I was like always in that mindset. Because I was in a completely different mindset. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Okay, Galatians 6:7. Can we go there real quick? You want this because this is how you increase. Amen? This is how you increase. This is how, say this, this is how I increase. Amen. That's why you want this stuff. See, you want to hear these words because as you write these scriptures down, you look at them throughout the rest of your week. You know, saying that last night? Like with the scriptures that we preach. Like God, that's why I was bringing that up about God wouldn't put us here for us. The scriptures that he gives us every week are for you. The scriptures that I preach every week are for you. They'll help you every single day this week. Why? Because God in his foreknowledge knew what you were going to need this week. There'll be things in this message, there'll be a lot of things that you can pull out if you take care and say that it's worth something to me to do that and go back and listen to. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Galatians 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, everyone say, whatever a man sows.
Whatever a man sows.
That includes women too. Yeah, go ahead and say it. That includes women too. Praise the Lord. That he will also reap. Yep, that's the truth of God right there. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Yeah. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. All of you, praise the Lord, you're doing real good today. You're sowing to the Spirit. You come into church to hear the word. You come here to receive what God is. You're sowing to the Spirit today. Amen? But you can negate that by going out the other 5 or 6 days of the week and sow to the flesh. Yeah, if you don't ever get in the word again, if you don't ever pick the idea up or don't pray or any of the stuff, you're just sowing to the flesh. Amen. For he who sows to the flesh will have the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will the Spirit reap everlasting life. Again, doing things of the Spirit is not hard. It's getting in the word. It's praying. It's just doing the things that God told you to do. That's all spiritual stuff. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. I've watched so many people who have potential, but because something's got to get worked out of them, God won't bring them that blessing. Sometimes God will take you down a path that takes you like this because of you, not because of him. He wants to take you from point A to point B, but because of your dumb nature, you're going to go this way. That was my path. I went down this way. Sometimes the things you want most, listen, sometimes the things you want most, maybe it's a relationship, but you won't give up bad relationships. You're going to wait. You're going to wait until that perfect one comes. Why? Because as the Bible says, you keep returning to vomit. You keep going back to that same bad stuff. You keep going back to the same thing that always got you before. Praise the Lord. See, that's the thing. We have to, some point, we have to say, wait a minute, I'm going to get this down. I'm going to put this down. Praise the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Amen. I mean, there's people that want to get out of financial trouble, that they won't stop being stupid in finances, so they will never get out. God can't bless you. Yeah. Praise the Lord. God can't bless you. I'm going to tell you something else. Your spouse will suffer. Yeah, because whatever we're aligned with, that's why my wife and I are open to each other. Because if we're not, if my wife is out doing something that's sinful, it can affect our household, even though I'm faithful. Or vice versa. You know, I'm not saying that, you know what I'm saying. But even if my wife is faithful and I'm not faithful and I'm out there doing stupid stuff, God can't bless her fully because of me. Why? Because we're one. We're one. We're one. It matters what we do. See, if we're not going to be good, if we're not going to be good stewards of things, God can't bless us. Amen. And it matters that we're one. It matters. God made marriage to be a husband and a wife for a reason. He brought us together. He ordained marriage and said, this is what men and women should do because it matters. It matters to God. It's important. Amen. Praise the Lord. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are in the household of faith. Especially. Especially to the household of faith. Take care of the household of faith first. Praise the Lord. I said, take care of the household of faith first. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, I want to rant on that, but I'm just not going to. Unless you tell me to, Lord, then of course I will, but I'm not going to rant on that right now. Praise the Lord. Increase, I'm not talking about that, I'm talking about something else that just dropped there, but we'll just, you know, praise the Lord. You remind me of that later, we'll talk about it. I'm talking to you guys out there, amen? You want to know, praise the Lord. Just get me at coffee time, we'll talk about it. I got a lot to say. Increase should define us as Christians. Increase is who we are. If you are not increasing all the time, it is not God. You are simply not doing the work. God wants us to increase. If you want to increase, there is a way. You say, Lord, show me how to increase. You know, one of those things is start waking up and saying to yourself, you know how we get ourselves into the things? I don't always want to pastor. I don't always want to do the things that pastors do. But you know what I do? Because my flesh, I got flesh like you. Anyone think I didn't walk in here with flesh today? Oh, certainly I walked in with flesh. Praise the Lord. It was talking to me real loud today. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. We start by what we say, what we speak. You can cause increase in your life just simply by starting to say, I increase all the time. Dr. Dufresne used to confess every single day. He says, I get care packages every single day. You know, when he started, he didn't. But by the time he was done, he was. Amen. Why? Because that's the way it works. It's faith. It works through faith. I increase every day, all the time. What do you need to increase in? I need to increase in favor. I need to increase in thought. I need to increase in understanding. I need to increase spiritually. It all begins with what you're willing to confess, what you're willing to believe. Get into the Word. Find it. Amen? Praise the Lord. And that's doing the Word. When I say just simply not doing the Word, it's like a lot of Christians, I know what it's like. I live there with you. You understand? I understand what it's like. Sometimes I don't think every day to confess this. But when I'm reminded of it, what do? I do it. When I get into the bondage where I don't pray enough, or when I don't think I'm praying enough or doing this enough, and the devil reminds me of it, I just use that as an opportunity to start praying. Yeah. Right there where I'm at. Yeah. If I've been doing wrong in this area, I just use that. When I'm in knowledge of it, I just use that as an opportunity to start doing it right. Yeah. Just start changing it. Praise the Lord. And I close with this. James 1:22 says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Deceiving yourselves. Not being a doer of the word, you deceive yourself. You come to church, if you come to church and you come perpetually, year in and year out, I don't care if you have been there for 50 years, you come in, year out, it doesn't mean anything if you haven't increased. If you haven't changed, because God said, be fruitful and multiply. He made you to be increased. I am increase. Yeah. That's the way we need to look at it. I am increase. Yeah. I'm increase. Yeah. That's what defines me. It's in my nature. It's in my DNA. I'm increase. You want to see increase? It's me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You want to see increase? Look in the mirror. That's you. Hallelujah. Yeah. You do well to wake up in the morning. You feel a little bit drowsy in the morning, a little bit down. Wake up in the morning, look in the mirror and say, you are increased. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You get excited about that. Yeah. Hallelujah. You're increased. Man, increase looks good today. Hallelujah. I mean, speak it. Even if you don't see it, speak it. Hallelujah. A lot of you wake up in the morning, you ain't gonna see looking good increase. But you just say it. Hallelujah. Pretty soon you'll start seeing it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Lord, that you love us so much. You give us the truth, and the truth sets us free. Thank you, Lord. We praise you for it. We praise you for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. I thank you, Lord. You're so worthy. You're so worthy of our praise. You're so worthy of us doing what your word says, Lord. The whole thing. The whole thing. Everything that you have for us, God. It's to take us higher and to bless us. It's to make us something that we're not. Lord, I thank you that I'm not defined by what I thought of myself so many years ago. I thank you, Lord, that I'm not defined by how I felt. But Lord, I was defined by what your word says. And then when that truth got to me, it changed me into something that was usable, into somebody who was able, somebody who could. For the first time in my life, I thank you, Lord, for that. And I want each and every one of you out there to understand that today. I want you to understand that today. It doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter what you think about. All that matters is this, what God has made you to be. God has made you to be an increasing, glorious, desired creature. God has made you his most precious and anointed. Anointed is God's ability upon you and his ableness upon you. Whatever has hindered you, that thing will dissipate quickly because of the presence of the Lord, if you allow it to. But see, it takes something. We have to say, yes, Lord, I recognize that. Not fight it anymore. Say, Lord, I recognize it in your truth because it's in your truth. And Lord, these things are here to help us. Father, we thank you for it. We thank you for it, Lord. We praise you. You're so good. You're taking us into greater levels, greater places of being. Lord, where we can be full, more full of joy, happiness, peace, prosperity, places of health. Yes, places of healing too, Lord. Thank you for it. We thank you for it. Thank you for it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I just got something on my heart to say as we're here today. There's some of you who've already started making changes. There's some of you who have already started on that path. And maybe some of you, maybe it's even just a little bit, but that path where God wants. You've recognized that there's something in the Word that's important. There's something about the kingdom of God that you need more of. You've started to recognize that. And I'm here to tell you now that the Lord is well aware. He sees that in you, and he's well pleased with that. He's pleased with your decision to follow him and to do the things, even if it's been a little bit hard on you. And you know, you've taken steps, and I'm here to encourage you with this, that you've taken steps. You just continue to keep taking those steps. Don't get overwhelmed by them. Don't get overwhelmed by the world. Just keep taking those steps towards God. And as you step towards God, he's going to move closer to you. And his ability is going to come upon you more and more. And you're going to see things change. You're going to see things change. Yes, he's speaking to your heart right now. Hallelujah. I believe that, Lord. I believe you're speaking to their heart right now. Hallelujah. I could point you right out. I could point someone right out, but I'm not going to. I believe that God is speaking to your heart right now. Yeah. You were looking for answers. You were looking for answers. You were looking for answers to questions that seemed so unanswerable. But the answers are coming. The fullness of the knowledge of God for you is coming. He's coming to pour out those things in your life that you've desired and that he wants and he has for you. But you just keep moving towards him. You keep being faithful. Ha-ha. You keep being faithful towards him. Just keep seeking him. Keep reaching out to him. Keep doing it. There's going to be times where there's going to be opposition against you, but you keep doing it. And you wait and see. You watch and see what's happening. You watch and see what happens. A year from now, you won't recognize your life. 2 years from now, nobody will. 3 years from now, all glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We go from glory to glory, glory to glory, glory to glory, glory to glory, hallelujah. 4 years from now, the future is bright. Oh, it's bright, child of God. Praise the Lord. He's dealing with your heart right now. And so you, if you know that in your heart, you know that's you. I'm telling you, I could point you out, but I'm not going to. Because I sense that the time is not to do that yet for some specific reason. And the reason isn't God. It's because maybe you wouldn't have been comfortable with that. Hallelujah. But praise the Lord. The Lord loves you. He's for you. He's for you. He's after you. He's unwilling to do without you. Praise the Lord. And it only gets better. That doesn't mean there won't be opposition. It doesn't mean there won't be days where it doesn't feel like it. But you just keep pressed into the Lord and you watch and see. You watch and see. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We praise you for your goodness. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. You know, I don't know about you, and I'm going to just speak to everybody in here. I don't know about you, but that blesses me that somebody was really getting the help. That blesses me that somebody, that's worthy of saying praise you, Father. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you right now, we got to get excited for other people. You know, we're just talking about sowing and stuff like that. You can't sow for somebody else, but you want, but you won't sow for somebody else. Come into church for somebody else for a change and see your life change. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, sometimes there'll be correction. Come into church for somebody else. Don't just come here for yourself, but come here because somebody else needs you to be here. Come here, you know, do the things that God has told you to do because somebody else needs it too. Hallelujah. Or go somewhere else. Yeah, that's where it's at. Praise the Lord. I say these things by the Spirit. I'm telling you right now. The Lord was grieved there for a minute because somebody's getting their help, and it seems like half the church don't even care. Don't even care. Praise the Lord. Was lunch so important you got to go? Because we gone 10 minutes over? Is that a problem? Praise the Lord. Somebody needs... Oh, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Yeah, let's put the important things first. You could have lunch on time 6 days a week, praise the Lord. Glory to God. And if it's an issue, move your lunch back to 12:30. Yeah, amen, hallelujah. Glory to God. Not everything adapts to you. You need to adapt to the Lord. You want to be blessed, but I'm speaking by the Spirit. I hope you know this is what's called prophecy. I'm speaking by the Spirit now. There's things that are coming out of my spirit, and I ain't going to stop them. Praise the Lord. If you don't like it, you got to get up and leave. Go ahead and leave. But I'm speaking by a prophetic utterance. Hallelujah. God wants things. He wants people helped. He wants you helped. But you can't get helped unless you're willing to do what God has called you to do. Unless you're willing to submit to the way God has done things. No, but you want to have your own way. You want to do things the way you've always done them. You want to do things the way you think or the way you see things happening. And that's your problem. That's why you don't see the full blessing of God, because you do things the way that you want to do them. But see, if you step over into the things of God, and I'm going to tell you, it doesn't matter if you're 10 years old or 100 years old. You start doing things God's way, and you watch your life change, and then you watch the other lives change around you, because God wants things to change. He wants the lives to change. He wants your heart to change. God is trying to call you up higher, but unless you're willing to go, He ain't going to drag you there. God won't drag you there. He's a perfect gentleman. The Holy Spirit won't drag you there. You have to be willing to step up. And in order to step up, sometimes you got to put down. Sometimes you got to drop that baggage. Sometimes you got to let that stuff go. Sometimes you got to say, I'm going forward and I'm not looking back. Sometimes you got to say that I'm pressing into the things of God, because that's what I got to do, because there's nothing else in me. That's what I have to do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Praise you. Oh, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for that. And I consecrate myself to you, Lord. I press in harder, Lord. I'll do more, God. Every single day, I'll do more. I'm after it, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Lord, I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it, Lord. I don't want to miss what you have for us. I don't want to miss those things, Lord. I don't want to miss those things, Lord. Oh, I'm not willing to go without it, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. praise you, Lord. You'll take us there. You'll take us there if we go. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All heads bowed and all eyes closed. Please, nobody looking around. Praise the Lord. Josh, get up here and stand by me just to look. Just look out there. All heads bowed and all eyes closed. Nobody's looking around. If there's anybody out there who has not received Jesus, we're not going to call you up here, try to put you on display or anything like that, but just right there in your seat, we'll pray a prayer together. All of us will pray it with you. But if that's you, if you never received Jesus, just go ahead and lift your hand right now. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Josh, just let me know if you see any hands. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, Father, we thank you for that. Lord, I'm going to give one more opportunity. If there's anybody here who has received Jesus, but you've walked away, and listen, I don't mean you made some mistakes. I don't mean you made some daily mistakes. I just mean you completely walked away, and you know the difference is. You stopped going to church. You stopped following God. You saw all this stuff, and you want to come back to Him now. I don't sense that maybe, well, I'm not going to say that. Just if there's anybody here who's under that, just go ahead and lift your hand. Praise the Lord. Okay. You can put that hand down. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. This is what repentance is like. This is what it means to come back to God. It's real simple. Josh, you can go ahead and sit back down. Hallelujah. Well, if you raise your hand, we're going to pray a prayer together. Just pray, everybody pray it with me. And if you raise your hand, pray it and just mean it. You understand this. God ain't trying to condemn anybody, but He's trying to call us up higher to a different level. So if that's you, you raise your hand. Just pray this with all of us and believe it in your heart. So, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for saving me. I thank you, God, that you sent your Son to die for me and you raised Him again so that I could live with Him. Father, I thank you for all you're doing. I dedicate myself to you. I get back on board to do all that you called me to do. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm going to just tell you real quick just to help you. At the end there, you know, sometimes the Spirit of the Lord will come on you and you'll say things out of your spirit. You know, and they'll sense things in the spirit and I speak those out. And that's very scriptural. I mean, that's how we got scripture. But it's very scriptural that it would happen in these times too. So you know, the thing to do is to be reverent, of course, for that, but to also be thankful when God speaks things out because He's helping people. He's trying to help people. You understand, there's people, you know, we come in, we get so focused on the things that we deal with that we forget other people are dealing with things too. And I've just in my own life that whenever I've been dealing with something, God has sent me somebody else to minister to, and that's taken me out. So be on board with that. Get excited about the things of God, or just don't. You know, it's time that we don't, you know, we don't want to play church. There's plenty of churches that allow you to play church if that's what you want to do. This isn't the place for you. You know, this is a place for people who want to hear the Word of God, who want to move with the things of God, want to see the change in their lives, and want to see the change for other people as well. If you don't want those things, if you just want to do your religious duty and go to church somewhere and just feel like you did right by God, well, praise the Lord. There's lots of places that'll do it, but I'm just telling you, and I'm not picking anybody out. I don't know. Maybe this doesn't apply to anybody. Maybe this is just a warning for the future. You know, whatever it is. I'm not picking at people. I'm just saying it is important that we be serious about the things of God. This doesn't mean we can't laugh, joy. And when we do, we'll have those moments. But God wants to take us into things, and we can't go there unless we're willing to go. Amen? And some of that is going to put down your flesh. It means that you're not going to be able to always have it your way or the way you like it. Sometimes it's not going to feel good, but praise the Lord for it. You know, glory to God.